It's just opinions with Twine. It's just opinions with Twine. Yeah, yeah. It's just opinions with Twine. It's just opinions with Twine. It's my opinion, so take it for what it is. Oh, oh, oh. It's my opinion, so take it for what it is.
Take it for what it is. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Y'all know I always say welcome back. It's been a long, 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 long time. Of course, I got Lexus on here with me.
Hi.
We got a great show with y'all. It's been for y'all. It's been 2 years?
Yes.
We haven't done a show in 2 years. So we decided to start it up. I know we got a different scenery for y'all out here. But we're going to have fun. We decided no hard liquor. We're doing just wine.
You decided no hard liquor.
I mean, we only decided no hard liquor because we was getting fucked up in here. We had every type of liquor on the table. People were smoking. We gonna smoke hookah. We gonna smoke hookah. I'm gonna smoke hookah because I don't have no tips.
I can just hold it. Okay.
So we gonna smoke hookah. We gonna actually drink. We gonna have some wine, some cut waters. We're gonna have a good time. Episode 1 of season 4. You know the season 4, right?
No.
Yeah.
You kind of kicked me off a little bit.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
No, we ended up getting... No, I didn't.
You kicked me off because I was late and I wasn't coming. And then he just stopped inviting me back on.
That ain't true.
That's very true.
That is not true. That's not true at all.
Then when I was like, damn, you gonna bring me back, you took a little hiatus after that girl called you sexist.
I wouldn't even say a hiatus, because that was 2 years. That was probably my last.
Stop. It was.
That bitch killed my ego.
Why?
I just had this conversation. And when you have the world against you, especially social media, when you have social media, everybody against you, that shit kills your energy, your vibe, your mood, everything.
I was in support of you, so you can't say everybody.
True. But look, remember only one Jackson was getting calls and all of that shit where people was actually attacking him. Y'all was telling me like Colleen, people was calling Colleen, or they was going to her page. So it's
it was a lot.
People was even going on my daughter page, coming after her, all of that. So it was just a lot. But I mean, it is what it is. I just recently seen her too.
Really?
So
where?
They had a Freaknik party at the Hideaway, and I walked up in there, and she was in there, and she, oh hey Twine, this and that. So I'm like, nah, everybody know her. Everybody know her name. Her name is Z. So, you know, she was like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, nah, get the fuck out, Z. So she was like, no. I'm like, did you get rich? So she was like, no, I got a little money, but nothing big like that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, well, was it worth it? She was like, no, it really wasn't. But she asked to come back on the show.
Okay. That, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that'll be good. You should have really had her as the first guest on the show.
To say what? That make it look like I did something wrong.
No, you could just let her, you know.
So you think she was going to say sorry?
Well, this is what I would have did. I let her come on the show, and then I would have edited it, and then put it out. So
you can't do that.
That way if she didn't, you know, say the right shit, you don't ever have to air the shit.
But so what happens if she turn around and chop my shit up again like she did last time? then we would have been out here fucked. So they had to definitely shut me down. But
well, that's what you get for trying to put everybody on the show instead of just working with me.
Y'all see this? Selfish. Just work with her. Just work with her.
I mean,
y'all tell me at the end of this show. Wrong. At the end of this show, y'all tell me, should I just work with Alexis?
Yes.
Y'all tell me.
Say yes.
Of course, I already know all the females gonna be on your team. Like, yeah, just have, unless, because I'm gonna do a show with Lady J too. Lady J vibe is dope too.
Okay.
Your vibe is dope too.
Remember her. My memory. I'm old. My memory bad. I do remember her.
Lady J was. They loved her. Yes. A lot of people loved her. A lot of people loved Sanchez, Andrea.
Yes.
They loved the shit out of her. Who else? It was one more person that was on here, and the people was like, oh, she dope. I can't remember who. I mean, Colleen. It was Colleen. When Colleen called, no, she didn't come on, but yes. when she called, they was on her head like, she dope. She was honing the shit out of Chris and all of that
stuff. Yes.
But a lot has changed, you know what I'm saying? So I do want to say rest in peace to two people. One of them, y'all might know, Chef C's. He was on the show before, Big Clyde. He passed away about 2 years ago, just out the blue. He was on this episode. He was on all episodes, for a lot of episodes, and he showed mad love. Mm-hmm. When we did the first episode in the kitchen where we was cooking, he was on there. He was actually the chef. He just passed away out the blue. So I do want to say rest in peace to Chef C's, Big Clyde. And then I know I'm gonna get some kickback on this one.
Who you finna say?
I want to say rest in peace to.
Don't play with me,
Charlie Kirk.
Why?
And I'm only saying that. Put that closer to your mouth.
Why? It's not gonna stay. Maybe. Okay.
So I only want to say rest in peace to him because, at the end of the day, he still was a man. He was a father. He was a husband.
Was he your father? Was he your husband?
So that's the only way I can say it. What? All I want to say is rest in peace to him because he didn't deserve to die for his opinion. Was he pushing positive comments and positive thoughts? No. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he still was a man. And the way he was gunned down, or I should say assassinated, was crazy. Mm-hmm. I even looked up to see, me and a friend of mine, we had looked up to see when it was the last person actually assassinated. Mm-hmm. Before Trump, man, it was a long, long, long time mm-hmm. ago. So it was like, dang, you wasn't even a president and you was assassinated. It's kind of crazy. So that threw me off. But when I seen it, I was like, damn, this is messed up. And it wasn't because it was messed up because, okay, he was pushing hate. And it was like, dang. It was just the fact that they did this in front of his kids. You know what I'm saying? So he was assassinated in front of his kids and his wife. So it was like, can you imagine seeing that? And that's really my only thoughts on that.
Look at people get assassinated every day.
Not a sudden. When is the last time you looked up a video?
Well, I mean, if we being for real, we look at people get killed every fucking day.
Well, that's true. And so, you don't feel no type of way about them?
I'm not saying that. I am just a little bit more detached from stuff like that. So
it's more like, okay, it is what it is because we see
it
every day.
Not like that. I'm just saying I didn't have a... You know, it was like weird to see, eerie to see, but correct. I didn't have like a, oh my God, how could they do this to him? So, I didn't have that.
Okay. I can respect it. Like I say, you already know, on Opinions with Twine, I'm not here to change anybody's opinion. Of you know course. What I'm saying? So
I am.
You can't change my opinion.
I can make you see where I'm coming from.
Of course. And I can make you see where you're coming from too.
So then I'm going to change my opinion. Because if you see where I'm coming from, my way is really the only right way.
That goes in your household or out across in the world, too? The that board. Works for you in the world, too?
Across the board.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. This is one of the issues we have nowadays.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So we are going to take some callers. If you do want to call in, you can call in at 313-240-2489. That's 313-240-2489. Whenever you want to call in, just call in and we will take y'all calls and answer y'all questions. You can even text us, whatever. 313-240-2489. And I can't really see the Instagram post, so just text me at that number and what I can do is answer your questions if you got something for me or Alexis. So first episode again, season 4. Check us out on Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and everything. We got so many shows on there. Trust me, it's going to have y'all laughing. But I want to ask the question. Mm-hmm. I seen something on Facebook.
Okay.
And a guy made a post, and he had actually said, because I want to talk about a couple different things. Okay. But it says, rule number one, if you fucking her, help her.
Okay, I agree.
Why?
Because if you can call on me for some pussy, I can call on you for some assistance and whatever I need.
So let me ask you this. Okay. Is dick equivalent to a pussy?
No.
Why not?
Because it don't be as good.
So what's the so okay, so watch this. So then that would explain when you turn around and you have a dude that, cause y'all turn around and dudes that be dicking y'all down, mm-hmm. he ain't gotta do shit.
Nah, that's not always true. Not always true.
But in most cases it is true.
Well, and I guess classify the help. Because if I be like, damn, I need you to come out my TVs, I should be able to call the nigga who wants to come fuck and look at those TVs while we fucking. If I need you, okay, damn, I caught a flat. Come in and I'm fucking you.
True.
Come help. So I guess we would have to figure out what the help is.
Bill wise.
Oh, you're saying bill wise? Mm-hmm. I agree. But I also am a woman who's been taken care of since I done been with my fiance. So
what do you provide for him?
A stable house.
Okay.
You know, I'm very domestic. He don't cook, he don't clean, he don't, you know, he don't do the grocery shopping. He don't have to worry about.
But if we don't live together and I have my house and you have your house.
See, I don't know how that would work because I've never
been in that situation.
Yeah, we lived together from the moment we've been together, to be honest.
Because that's really the question that's the image that I'm looking at. Like, okay, just say in my situation, if I'm fucking on somebody, but I don't live with them and I have my own household and I have my household priorities. And she have hers. Am I obligated to pay bills at her house too?
Obligated? I don't feel like obligated is the proper word to use. But if I need help, I'm short on this bill. You should be the person. That
true.
I'm gonna be
but should it become? No. I get that 1,000%. But should it become a given automatically? Where it's like, well, I did just have sex for her. You know, where your DTE bill at? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, if you got it like that, then I'm being honest. If you got it like that, then yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't been in situations where it's been like, you know, as soon as we done, how much is your credit card bill? Like, I'll take care of it. So it just depends on how you got it.
So y'all don't look, so do y'all women look at them dudes as simps?
Oh, nah.
So what qualifies as a simp then?
I actually don't know. That's this young folks. I don't know what the fuck that shit mean. I don't know what that mean. What is it?
Where your phone at? You might want to pull it up. Because, I thought from what I'm taking from it, when you ask the question simp, mm-hmm. it just makes it seem like a dude that's doing what... being a provider and a provider, you know what I'm saying? But they take it as, okay, he's soft, I can get down on him. Or green, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's like, but wouldn't that be the person that every woman say that she want? Like, he's a protector, he's a provider. Well, he might not be a protector.
Oh, no, this is someone who establishes sympathy and attention towards another person. So I don't see that being... I don't see this being a bad thing.
Correct.
The term can refer to someone who is overly submissive or who believes financially or other gestures will buy attention or in a relationship.
So the way they're using it is wrong.
Yeah, I don't see this being a bad thing, but again, it's all in.
But I mean, I can see it, the bad thing being you thinking your money can get you what you want, or you know what I'm saying? Because you read the part in there where it says somebody that thinks that money can buy such and such. Uh-huh. Now that was always a trick back in the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's a simp, but I can't see simp being a bad thing for a woman.
Yeah, I don't see it being a bad thing for a man either. Like, we don't want no overly aggressive. We don't want to be with nobody that's overly aggressive and overly.
Yes, y'all do.
No, I don't. I don't mind a man being overly aggressive in the world, but don't be overly aggressive
with me. So you don't like thug niggas?
Again, if you can do what you do, but you can just be soft with me, that's... I got too much mouth. So I can't have us in there. I didn't need you. I didn't ask for no fucking amen. I don't need you in there like... You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm a threat to you.
Why?
What the fuck do you mean? Why? I don't want to be laying next to nobody that you feel like...
I could kill this bitch.
No, at any moment, I could kill this bitch. No.
But don't piss him off.
But I can't say that I'm not going to do that because
So
I'm annoying as fuck.
So let me get this straight. So you're a old poke the bear ass. So you know your dude is a killer and you want to poke him. Yeah, you speechless.
No, it's not that.
So your dude Jeffrey Dahmer.
Now, hold on a second.
And you want to sit there and start a fight with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Savannah, slow down. I am saying...
It's a good man, Savannah.
We have 100 different conversations. I'm saying as far as a thug nigga goes,
mm-hmm.
I just need you to be soft with me. Like, we don't have the same...
Talk to me nicely, huh?
Yeah, like, we don't have the same... You know, you don't treat me like you would treat a nigga on the street.
True. I can agree to that. I can agree to that 100%. What they say, talk to me nicely, be nice to me, and all of that. You need another one? She over there blowing her lungs out. But.
Yeah.
Okay, so simp isn't it? So we came down to the simp being isn't a bad thing. So women stop using it as a bad gesture.
Do you hear women using it as a bad thing?
Yes. Yes.
Who do y'all hang around? I don't hear nobody talking like
that. Man, I hear a lot of people say like, oh, that dude a simp. Like,
now,
oh, he green.
Is that the same thing as a sucker?
Pretty, that's how I took it.
Oh, okay.
That's how I took
okay.
it. Like,
okay.
as in like, you can get down on this motherfucker at any moment.
Now, okay, now, reading the definition, I could see it's something different. But if I'm hearing that, I could see where I'm up with like, you just dumb as hell. Like, you just...
Wouldn't you want that, right?
You know what I'm saying? But no, nobody really wants that in a relationship. Like, we could say, like, yeah, I love a nigga who just oblivious. But we really don't in the law. Like, who the fuck wants that? Because somebody is oblivious, they're oblivious across the board. Like, not just in your relationship. I need you to be present with me.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
I can't blow that water shit on me. Fuck, I'm about to blow my fucking head up.
That makes perfect sense. Okay. I get you there. Look at you.
Is this good?
It's all right.
This is our first time trying this.
It is. So this is XL Orange. So she came up with this. What was the name of the fucking wine that you wanted?
Oliver. You can't go get this.
Oliver at no, wine.
Yes. You can't go get this at no liquor store. You have to go to like a Target, Total Wine. You should have just told me. I would have bought it. This shit tastes like fucking quarters.
So I guess Alexis had quarters before. So you had quarters
in
water?
Who ain't putting no change in their mouth?
Never.
You are a fucking
never,
liar.
Never.
Yes, you have.
Never.
Call your mama right now.
Hold on. I'm not even going to call my mama. You want me to call Sandria or somebody like that?
And ask her.
Okay. Now watch this. Now you know. Matter of fact.
Who is this? I'm sorry. I'm real.
That's you, motherfucker?
No.
Right here?
Yeah.
They're not really.
I'm not.
They're not really that.
This shit tastes like fucking change.
What the fuck? How does change taste?
Like this?
Sandra, okay, so you know what? Sandra might be at work. Well, no, it's Sunday, so Sandra not at work. Sandra,
we
not
don't
at
need
work.
To call nobody. Everybody done put some change in their mouth before.
No, they haven't.
As a baby, you've picked up pennies and put it in your mouth. Like as a kid.
No. What type of fucking baby was you? No.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
And I'm sure your baby didn't put some change in her mouth before.
That might be her.
So it's not uncommon.
Sandria.
What's up?
All right. So you on the podcast Opinions with Twine, right?
You said what?
You on the podcast. Say what?
Okay. Stop sign.
She said that shit like okay. She won the lottery or something. Okay. Say what?
Well, stop sign.
So you on the podcast Opinions with Twine. It's back. Episode 1, season 4. It's the first one you on with me and Alexis.
Hey.
What's up? It's Sanchez. Remember that.
Oh, my bad. Make sure we get this right. It's Sanchez, y'all. So.
What's going on?
I got a question. First of all, you got to come back on the show, too. It's more of a one-on-one thing now. So when you come on, it'll probably be me and you and maybe Alexis. So we doing a smaller group now. But.
Okay.
I got a question for you. When you was a baby. So what does quarters taste like? I'm going to even do it that way.
Quarters.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna know quarters.
Like change. That's what you're talking about?
Change.
I don't know. It got a taste, but why?
These are weird. So if you drunk something and you was like, this kind of give off a quarter taste, you would know what
we're talking about. Yeah, like a steel taste, like a steel.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So when you, so maybe it's just a female thing. So when you was a kid, you ate quarters or put quarters in your mouth?
I tasted it. Yeah, I did taste one before. That's how I know. But you, it's the same thing like with pennies. You know, you be like, I taste pennies.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that motherfucker tastes like pennies. We know what that means.
Yes.
Like, a female supposed to know what that means. If a nigga say he tastes pennies, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
What it mean? Yeah, you bleed. You know what I'm saying? But why?
So why the fuck would y'all know that?
Well, because
we do know that.
Well, because some people say like period blood smell like pennies.
Oh, it tastes like pennies.
If anything, period blood might to me. I'm not gonna say to a man. To me, period blood, and we going all over the place. Period blood might smell like wet newspapers or something like that, or fresh air. You know how fresh air or cut grass when it rains, right after it rains, something like that, or like outside. You know how they say outside. You smell like outside. Blood smell like that. And not even just period blood. I think all blood smell like outside.
You'd be like, ooh, I smell pennies.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't right.
I didn't know that. I guess I'm learning something new.
You better look. If you ever down there munching down on some good shit,
you
ate
it while a girl was on their period?
No. Not that I know of, at least.
If you ain't even do... Yeah, because you're going to taste pennies. You're going to taste some fucking
pennies. How the fuck would I know?
You would know.
Wake up and just vampire in Brooklyn all over your fucking mouth?
No, you would know. It has a different taste and a different consistency.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just be, maybe if they was, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never gave back shots and she came on a period. You ain't never put
a on. That's different. I'm not putting it in my mouth, motherfucker.
No, it's like this. You was giving a girl a bump. Type of thing. Yeah.
So we can say something smell like gas without, like, damn, this kind of tastes. Smell like gas a little bit without actually licking no fucking.
Taking it, right.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I ain't never taste no gas.
Exactly.
Right, who over here tasting gas?
I'm a believer. I mean, you taste ass, so why not taste gas?
I ain't never taste no ass.
Tastes different.
Right. So hold on.
That is a different topic. We gonna have that topic.
Right. Ain't nobody taste no ass. Oh my god.
Why
Lord.
You come on this first episode? I didn't know ass. We gonna talk about this on another episode because I didn't know ass had different flavors.
I ate some ass before.
But
you say every bitch ass was the same?
Ass is ass.
Ass is not ass.
It's really not.
Y'all want to have this conversation?
Hold on.
So how many different ass? We taking it here, y'all.
Okay.
We taking it here.
I ain't never had ass, so I don't know how ass tastes.
So how are you sitting here and you having this discussion?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never ate no ass either.
You two motherfuckers. They lying.
I'm saying, I swear to God, I want to. I've came very, very close. But I ain't never ate no ass before.
I ain't never met nobody that I just want to get that freaky. I got freaky, but not that freaky to eat no ass.
If you like, just gonna slip it on down there.
Sandra ate some ass. She just don't want to admit it because she don't know who's watching this.
Oh, okay.
No. Look, ain't nobody, no female on this earth can say I ate their ass.
Have you ever had your ass ate?
I rubbed some ass. I shaved some ass. You know what I'm saying? Put some finger in some ass. Put my dick in some ass, but I ain't never ate it.
I didn't think you had.
But wait a minute. Why would you put, if you're going to do all that, you might as well just get you a bite.
Say stop playing with your food.
That bite gonna give me pink eye, give me syphilis.
Sandra, we didn't say you was putting it in your face and all in your eye and all
you
that.
How you gonna eat it?
Close your eyes. You gotta close you. You ain't never ate that in the dark.
People got
no. I don't
booty
eat
oil
at all. That's a big pet peeve for me.
You ever been in school? Let's do this. When you was in school, and you ever had like damn your booty a little sweaty a little bit, and you want to scratch, you got a little itch, and if you scratch that ass, you're gonna get a little of that booty oil on your finger, so that shit gonna be on there until you wash your finger with some real soap. You hear me?
So who, who's telling you to eat ass?
Ain't nobody, because I ain't gonna do it.
But I'm just saying, right after a gym workout or some shit like that.
Well, I'm
I do hear people like that.
People do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard niggas like they want it dirty a little bit now. They like the pussy dirty. Oh, you are gross. You know what I mean? I wish I would smell some shit and I'm doing something. Get the fuck
smell
up.
Smell some shit.
I wish I would smell some shit and you smell like a little pussy juice. Girl, you better get your motherfucking ass in that shower and wash your ass.
That's what you tell them?
No, I'm like, go and get in that shower. I'm going to do it nice. Like, go and get in that shower. I don't want no. Like, I can see you go to a club and it get a little hot and heavy and we come back as a little salty because it's a little sweaty. Okay, nothing wrong with it. But if I sit smell something, no, go wash your ass and then I ain't going to do nothing. Mm-mm. I don't know. Niggas like that, though. That shit stinking and it's all on you. And then you and you smelling fishy and shit. And
who
no,
you,
I don't
want to dealing with. What type of female she dealing with?
No, I be hearing niggas like, I even look on TikTok, niggas be like, I like that shit dirty a little bit. I like it to stink a little bit. Stank? Not just stank. You shouldn't stank. You know what I'm saying? They like it to stink because they stink. Niggas' dicks be stinking. That's what it is.
So when the last time you had dick? Had some
dick cheese.
You say I had dick.
When the last time you had dick to know that dick stank?
Because I hear females say niggas' dicks be stinking. Like, they got to wash that shit, and then they balls. And then my balls, I shave my balls and shit. So I know none of niggas ain't like me. Ain't no niggas out there like me. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas out there like me. You know what I'm saying? I got to put a nice little pile on, make sure it's dry with my drawers and shit like that. Because if I'm going to let it have a hum on my shit, I got to make sure it's right. You know what I'm saying?
So you like getting your pussy ate?
What? My dick ate? What? What you talking about?
Oh, she's strapped. She stays strapped.
Oh, she so got, I mean, like, with a touch me not? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm not a touch me not. No, oh, okay. I don't know. So you do.
She got a high imagination.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about that when she come
like,
on the show.
You like your dick sucked. Right. I got it.
Right. Yeah, I like my dick. Literally. Okay. Literally. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. But hell no. That shit crazy. But I have had my ass ate before. Just
didn't I just ask her that?
No, you said have I ate ass.
I don't know if you said that.
Right. You said have I ate ass, and I said I ain't never ate ass. Just because I have my ass ate.
If you right there by the pussy, you really could just slip it on down.
No, that, you got a gooch right there. Mm-mm. And then, you know, people
say
you
the
know,
gooch is the stop sign, huh?
That's the stop sign. You can feel that skin. You got about a half a mile. Uh-uh. A half a mile to not go further. A half a mile.
Down there, you could just scoop it right on up.
Mm-mm.
Go to town. That's,
so, that's okay, it. So one of the topics is this. So I'm going to ask you on a, because we're going to get off this eating the ass part. So one of the topic is
do
this,
do you like
though.
Your ass ate before we get off of
that? No, we're not getting on that.
Why?
Right. Answer. They don't do nothing.
Answer me.
We're not getting on that.
Do
but
you like your ass ate?
I'm not saying it's like a.
Of course not. Answer the question, yes or no.
No, what I'm saying is
you act like it's a go-to.
Like it has
I'm
to happen.
Asking, yeah. Do you like it?
I mean, it don't bother me. We had this conversation before.
We didn't have it on the show.
Season 3.
I don't remember. I just told you my memory bad. Maybe it was on one of them days that you kicked me off.
No, you getting old. That's all. But, Sandra, the question is this. If you... Because you're a stud. So the chicks that you fucking with, do you agree if you can fuck her, you can help her by like with bills and stuff like that?
Yeah, I would. Like, if I'm looking at it like that, I look at it like... If you mind and we fucking each other or we made an agreement it's just us and we exclusive, yeah, I got you. You ain't gonna be on no bullshit. If you smile, you ain't smiling, I'm not smiling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
now what if she just a jump off? What if she just something?
How often are we fucking in order for me to ask?
Right, that's what I'm saying. What's a jump off?
Well, I don't think this person means because he said fucking plural. So I would think y'all fucking like it's my side chick. Or it's just a chick that I go to fuck on every blue moon or whatever. So.
Oh, if it's a bitch I'm fucking on every blue moon, then I help you out every blue moon. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't that's no, logic. Don't come to me all the time. Hell no. Don't come to me Tuesday and then the next week come up rent. Hell, and then you got a price limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no. If I fuck you every little time, you better ask me for no more than $100.
A week?
No, when you have a problem.
Not a lot of money.
And that's what I said. You see what she's getting at? I'm talking about that's the highest you can ask me for if you got a problem. Now, you come and I fuck you on occasion. I mean, like, none, like, every blue moon. And you be like, my rent's short. And I be like, girl, damn. And then you be like, how much your rent? You be like, $1,200. Okay, let me call you right back. Somebody on the other end.
Ooh.
And I ain't never calling you back. And I go get some old pussy to go fuck.
Ghost.
Like, you not that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that. But if you my main thing, yeah. You my main thing. And it's, you got to look at it. When you somebody's main thing and y'all pussy with, it's a connection. So it's like, it's more than just the pussy. It's more like y'all got a feeling. Y'all got the bond. And I don't want to see you all fucked up. So, right. Yeah, I got you.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's how I look at it. But if we just slap a skin and you, and don't let you be fucking everybody else too. Hell, get your ass out of here. You ain't getting shit. 2 quarters.
So that's okay. So
if you got that hot spot pussy, I don't want it. I'll just say that.
Not hot spot. Everybody got the cold.
Okay.
Okay. I respect it. Okay.
Mm-mm.
I can respect that 100%. So
because everybody got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to pay either way.
Say one way or another.
Yes.
You're going to pay something, either up front or in the long run.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it. It don't matter. Niggas too, chicks too. Chicks do it too for niggas. It's the same damn thing. You're going to pay for it. I can't say I didn't. What the hell? I pay for hair, styles, vacations.
There you
go. Nails, feet, every fucking thing. But I better pick the type, mean the style. You know what I'm saying? Then you better be over my house later. You know what I'm saying?
So you agree with that? So Alexa's giving you that side look where...
Don't pick my... Well, again...
No, not
said,
all the time.
Depending on how you fucking with me. Like, if you fucking with me, you be like, damn, babe, I think you a little cute in this.
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, cool, I'll get that. I'm feeling that.
Okay.
And then like, okay, now like, this going to be your reoccurring bill now.
Yeah,
okay.
I can see that.
I mean,
but you better be on your shit, though. Don't come and say you got a recurring bill and you get that done once. And, you know, I'm the type, I know the nails. So right. I'm like, get the coffin this time. Don't get the pointy ones. Don't get them French tips and you a middle-aged woman. This ain't happening.
As you know what I'm saying?
I got French tips on right now.
Uh-uh. You better take that off and get the coffin, you know, want the point with the little tip.
I got a 3-year-old. I can't do all that extra stuff.
We're going to have to rise above that French and get to the coffin. And then you be on that. And then if you get your shit done every 2 weeks, we're going to stick to that program every 2 weeks. Don't be missing months and then be like, look at these nails.
No,
And all that. Then I'm like, oh, she typical.
That's a dry axe.
Yeah, okay. No, we don't. If you fuck with me, that means I'm putting you on my payroll.
Oh,
so if you
shit.
On my payroll, there you go.
You single?
That's, who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am single. I'm single as hell.
You want another bill?
Do I want another? I got some deals already. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What you looking like? I'm just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out here. You see what I'm saying? Whatever. You hear me? You got me on this podcast acting up.
Look at her. She over there laughing and blushing and everything.
No, I'm not. I'm eating this Chinese food, man. I'm tired as hell.
It's fine. All right. We're going to let you go. I appreciate you for coming on. You got to come on the show, though. Like I said, we back. We doing it every Sunday.
Were you at the same spot?
Same doing spot. It? Come on, same spot. No, same spot, just different.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. It's a better scenery now. It's more intimate.
Yes.
So.
Which I met Alexa. What's her name?
Alexis.
Remember, she was on the show when Chris was talking about brunch is gay.
Oh, okay.
The light skinned one or the brown skinned
one? The brown skinned one.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, they was talking, the light-skinned one was talking about Chris, right? So you dumb motherfucker.
She didn't come on, Colleen was on the show.
That's what I thought, she was.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
She was like, you dumb motherfucker, you don't even know what brunch is.
Yeah.
You don't even talk about lunch.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
All right, we appreciate you.
Yeah, All right. That's when you had made them tacos.
I made something and then we had cake and all that. We had cupcakes and all that shit out there too.
Because they were spicy.
And remember, Sandra kept fucking the cupcakes up. She had eight. It was like a 12-pack of cupcakes.
No.
And she had pushed back like half of them bitches. No, so.
Okay. Not too fucking much.
On your new boo. I can't go.
No,
through.
I'm just saying. Don't do that. Fuck about right. Saying that shit about me next.
You didn't eat no.
Like,
she drunk all the while. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
And the cut water.
I was about to say, you want to pour me some more? I poured the first one. Thank you.
Come on, what you got for me?
I don't have anything.
You got something? I'm sure you got some questions or something.
I don't have no questions.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So what's been going on with you?
I was not prepared. Nothing. I'm just, you know, being a mom.
Okay.
Cooking, cleaning, taking care of the boys. I'm in school.
You being real momish now.
I am.
She came in here with her muumuu on.
And y'all. I'm going to be in here every week with my fucking muumuu on.
Hey, like I told you, it don't bother me.
It don't bother
me. If you want to get comfortable and you want to be in your muumuu, hey. It is what it is.
I don't have no opinions with Twine apparel, so clearly.
Nobody does. Well, you know what? I take that back. It's quite a few people on a. Because
you told me
it was
a lot of. Yeah, a lot of people at work.
I stopped making it.
You stopped doing everything because that fucking girl said that?
Nah. Oh. We can talk about that for a minute because when Alexis came in here, she said, when did you have braces? Now I ain't seen Alexis in 2 years.
I know, it don't even feel like it's been 2 years.
So people ask me all the time, like, you know, friends, exes, you know, girlfriends, stuff like that, say, what's your flaw? Mm-hmm. What do you think your flaw is? And I always said on this show, like, one of my flaws was my, like, I wanted to get my teeth fixed, mm-hmm. right? But the answer to your question is I got braces at pretty much, well, I got them last year. Mm-hmm. But I got them because one of the fucking demon bloggers on the fucking, when I went through that shit with old girl, mm-hmm. it was this one chick that was tearing my ass up. Like, it was like she zoomed in, everything. She was like, look at his teeth and this and that. And I'm like, my teeth wasn't even that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a gap. And everybody that know me from elementary school, I had a chipped tooth that just opened up to be a gap. Other than that, no issues. So turned around, this one chick was tearing my ass up in the comments, dogging me. So I just felt like it was time, like, you know what, bro, just go get your braces. My daughter, but then when I got my braces, why my daughter ate my ass alive too. Are you 40 years old with braces? I'm like, God damn.
You should have got them when we all got our...
I financially couldn't afford them, dear.
Yes, you could have.
No.
Get on a payment plan like everybody else.
Do you know, so, shout out to Dr. Egan. Do you know how much Dr. Egan charged?
That's Santiago.
And you know how much he charged?
No.
$6,000.
Okay, it's a fucking payment plan.
Before I started working at the Motors, I wasn't working at no good ass job. Well, then again, let me take that back, because I was hitting some licks. I probably could have paid cash for them.
And not only that, again, it's a payment plan. You could pay that shit off until you was fucking 55.
That's true. But fuck it. I didn't know it was an age limit.
After a while, what they do is they'll write it off if you don't pay it.
And then you got to snatch the bitches off yourself.
No, you can then go take them off, but you just keep them. You just wait until you get to that point, and then they'll write it off after a while.
Yeah, I hear that, right? Dr. Egan sued the shit out of her.
I never went to Dr. Egan because... I worked at a dental orthodontist, so they did yours. They did mine for free when I got them done when I worked there. But I've had braces 3 times.
Why?
The first time I lost my retainers, I was too scared to tell my grandma that I lost them. The second time my retainer, didn't you put permanent retainers on there? They broke.
What the fuck is a perm?
So it's like a bar. They hook.
Oh, it sits in the back. Okay, okay.
And it broke. I never told her.
So
I had to put them on myself. Like, I got them done myself. I paid for them.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then I took them off. And then when I started working at the orthodontics office, I lost my retainers again.
So then you said just
and
put my
braces. And
then
I was like, she was like, I'll fit you for some retainers. And they was like, you really probably could go back in some braces for a minute. And I was like, put them bitches on. They was free. Put them on.
Well, that's
what's
up.
But yeah, I go to Dr. Egan.
High as shit. But, hey, it is what it is. But no, I didn't know it was an age limit on getting your teeth fixed. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck if I was 55. If I wanted,
you could have came veneers.
Fuck no. So, that's a long story. We're gonna talk about that another time too.
But honestly, I don't think the braces look bad. Does it affect you doing anything?
Hell, nah.
I'm just asking.
Fuck nah.
Like eating coochie?
No. Why would it do that?
I don't know. I feel like I remember back in the day people saying like that my braces was snagging a tad bit.
It's a difference between eating pussy and giving head, though.
But I also want to suck it through my braces a little bit. My teeth are perfect now.
It's a difference between sucking dick and eating pussy.
Right, like, but if somebody
first of all, if you eating pussy with your teeth, you ain't doing something right.
It gotta go in your mouth some way.
Yeah, but you don't have to use your teeth.
But what if she got like bigger lips?
You Well, I ain't never snagged nobody's shit. I can say that. If I snag somebody's shit, I'll probably that person will probably never fuck with me again.
That's not true. I'm just gonna be like, slow down, baby.
You don't think that shit would hurt though?
That's just like you saying you got one bad hit, you're not gonna fuck again. Well,
but if you snag somebody's lips,
as long as it come right out.
Nah.
Now, what I would not be doing, don't put no more motherfucking color on your braces. Just get the clear ones.
No. So believe it or not. Shout out to who does my braces. I usually stick to black. And the blacks, because I always wear black.
Yeah.
So people be like, the blacks don't look bad on you. So I only did blue. It was the only color left. So they was out of the black. So it was like, fuck it, just give me the blues. That was the only reason.
But honestly, they don't look bad on you.
Yeah. So usually, just wait.
And people who get braces, they gonna want them again. Like, I'm
ready for these bitches to come off. Not because they hurt or they bother me or nothing like that. It's just, I'm ready to see my teeth. Like, yeah. I ain't seen my gap closed. And as soon as I get them taken off, I gotta go get my teeth. I gotta taken off.
Yeah.
I gotta get my chipped tooth filled. So
okay.
Once I do that, I'm anxious
to
see.
Do you still have your wisdom teeth?
No, nope.
They gonna make you take your. They gonna have you take your wisdom teeth out.
They already been pulled out.
Oh really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, so when I said, "Do you still have your wisdom teeth?"
I said no.
Oh, I
said no.
That's why I'm like, why the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, no, no, no. I don't. Nope. No more wisdom teeth. Nothing like that. So
that's good because when you 50 now, so they should have grown in already. I'm saying you a lot younger than me, older than me.
I'm not 50.
You and Sprague's.
I'm 44.
You turning 44?
I'm turning 45.
You're lying.
I'm turning 45.
You're lying. You and Sprays are the same age.
I'm turning 45. In December, I will be 45.
Antoine, did you tell people how you met me?
No. No one cares how I met her.
You are way older than I fucking thought that you were.
But when you met me, I was in my fucking 20s.
When you met me, I was fucking 17.
You was 18. You was 18.
That's a fucking problem.
You was 18. And first of all, I didn't even shoot my shot at you. Your grandmother linked you up.
No, you didn't.
Your grandma linked you up.
It was my auntie.
Right.
That was you.
Right.
We have no business.
I had just turned, I was 21.
You couldn't have fucking been 21.
I didn't even have my daughter, and my daughter was 25.
Yes, you did. You had already had her.
No, I didn't. My daughter was 25.
Yes,
where was I living at? Where
was I? Downtown. Over there in them houses. Yes, the fuck you
were. I met you before then.
No, you did not. You met me there.
I was living in Oak Park at the time.
No, you was not.
Fish Shack had just opened up. Remember? Yes. Fish Shack had just opened up.
I don't know if it had just opened up, but it was not. I was 20.
Matter of fact, I was 20. I was 20. And then a year later.
Because if you was 20, that would have made me. If you were 20 and I met you at 18, that would have made us 2 years apart. So what the fuck are you talking about?
How old are you now?
I'm 32.
Oh, yeah.
I just turned 32.
Yeah.
In June.
I don't believe that one.
I swear to God.
I don't believe that one.
I'll show you my ID. I just turned 32.
I don't believe that one.
Okay.
But.
I just looked a lot older because I was a little strapped. You know.
Auntie lying for you every day.
And, you know, I'm old enough for what you was trying to do.
Me or you?
Both of us.
Nah. Stop that.
Both of us.
But we've known each other for that whole time. My daughter wasn't born yet, I'm telling you.
Yes, she was. Because when I first met you, you sent me them pictures of y'all that you had took her when she was a little baby.
So she was what at the time?
No, because when I used to come over there, she would be there. She was older because she was walking around.
We gonna ask her, be like, you remember this lady?
I'm sure she freaking doesn't. But
if you remember eating pennies as a baby, she would remember you.
Antoine, you know, that was a revolving door.
The pennies?
So, no.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Between who?
I don't fucking know them bitches, but it was a revolving door.
Her mother? And you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. How? No. Because I remember I came to your house one night and you was like, you can't just pop up over here. That night you made that roast.
I tell that to everybody.
You don't fucking tell.
Can you tell a motherfucker just pop up to my house now? I'm going to tell anybody that.
Why?
Who the fuck just pops up to somebody's house?
I do. And my cousins do. My cousin come over every day. Sprays be like, did she call? I'm like, uh-uh.
So, a random person can...
Yes. Anybody can pop up to my
house. That's a lie.
I swear to God.
That's a lie. I know somebody that popped up to your house.
Who? Say it.
We not saying anything.
No, say it. Mm-mm. Who didn't pop up to my house?
Mm-mm. Randoms can't pop up.
Anybody,
no one should pop up to anybody's house.
I have an open door. I don't care who pops up to my shit.
I don't have an open door.
We know.
I don't.
Out so bad.
Because no one should just pop up to anybody's house. Like, what if I was in this bitch naked? What if I was busy? What if anything?
Okay, get unnaked.
Oh my goodness, see.
And again, I'm a homebody.
So for the people on Instagram,
I don't give a fuck.
For the people on Instagram, can any or just anybody, even on Spotify and all that tomorrow, can anybody just pop up to your house? I know a lot of women that say that, like, nigga, you can't just pop up over here. Look at you getting your ass cussed out at you.
No, I'm trying to figure out who did just popped up to my house.
I'll tell her off the air.
Okay. Okay. Remind me because I'm going to forget.
Right. No. I'll remind you. But what else you got?
I told you I don't have anything.
She got something.
I really don't.
She really do.
I promise I don't.
How only one doing?
He doing good. I just seen him at a birthday party yesterday.
He was performing there, wasn't he?
No. It was our cousin's birthday party.
Okay. What was his last show?
He been working with Enjoy Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, he been doing some stuff with them.
He got to come back on the show.
I know.
For sure. Nah.
I told him, he was like, when I told him I was coming, you were starting back up. He like, why did he take so long? He should have been capitalizing off of that girl saying that shit. I'm like, I don't know.
That bitch killed my whole vibe.
Oh, God. And I'm surprised you are so mean. I'm really shocked that made...
Am I mean, y'all?
You're very mean.
How am I mean? I'm blunt. I'm not mean.
Okay, so that could be a mean to somebody else.
Okay, so look at it like this. Being blunt can be mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you gotta be blunt with a million motherfuckers... I can't win every last one of them battles.
Who gives a fuck? They not even, you don't fucking know them.
I couldn't even, they didn't know me either, but that seemed like they knew everything about me.
And that just really crushed your spirit.
Hurt my heart bad.
Oh, God.
You even remember I had to get on a plane and go fly to Bali. I was out there reading my Quran, everything like that. Like that fucked me up. Like, seriously.
Never
like
serious.
That shit. Once you go through it, you will understand. And I hope nobody ever goes through that. Because like they say, the internet
mm-hmm.
is a wild boy, and it will tear your ass up if it wants to. If you become public enemy number one, they will tear your ass up.
I understand that.
So that was all that really was. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. but I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I think the best thing I learned was don't read the comments.
Yeah, because these motherfuckers don't know where you at.
I mean, it's easy to find out where the fuck I'm at.
If you scared, I ain't scared
of that. Nah, I ain't scared of that. I wish a nigga would come over here with some shit. Nah. But I ain't scared of that. I think I had to just build my confidence back up. Because for the longest time, you know, I lost a lot of confidence off of that shit. And then just wasn't feeling it no more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tootie had graduated. So
yeah.
Shout out to Tootie. She graduated high school. She actually just turned 20 in August. But I was just focusing on that. And then I think a year later or 2 years later, Clyde died.
So it
was a lot going on. And it was just, I just got to the point where it's just like, man, I don't want to do it no more right now.
No, I feel that.
And then this one right here, she stayed on my ass.
I definitely did.
Like every fucking day.
I know.
And she had so much to say. She was like, oh, I got topics.
I really
when you
did
doing this
at
show?
The time. Because I'm like, it was a lot of stuff going on.
Tons of shit.
It was, especially with me. Like, I had a whole book I could have gave everybody.
Tons and tons and tons of shit. Not even just with you, but just in shit that's been going on in the world.
Me.
You know, it's always about you, huh?
Duh. The fuck are we talking about?
You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying. But I did have a lot of stuff. I'm like, damn, we could have been talking about this. Could have been talking about that.
We could. I mean, once it come to your mind, we still. Hey, we got a long ways to go. I ain't giving up like that no more.
Please don't.
I'm not. We here to stay, y'all. At the end of the day, like I told everybody, like I'm back. You know what I'm saying? It just I had a minor setback. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, you know what? Let me ask you about this. What you did you watch the? I got something I can ask you. Did you watch the Dame Dash thing on?
No, I just seen the clips. I haven't watched that whole thing.
So did you? But did you? What clip did you see when he started calling Charlamagne gay?
I seen him calling him gay. He was saying, "Well, he said you a girl with a mustache," and then he was like,
"Did you see the part where he said you're not the definition of a? You're not really the definition of a man."
No, I didn't see that.
So that's one of the things. So we got maybe about 15, 20 minutes, y'all. I want to ask her this, and I want to ask y'all this too. Mostly for the females, because a man already knows the definition of it. What is the definition of a man to you?
I feel like that's a loaded question.
It's not.
I definitely feel like it's a loaded. What is your definition of a man?
I can't answer that for you yet.
Why?
I want to hear yours.
I don't. I feel like it's a loaded question. So
to
I don't
you,
know.
To you,
me, yeah. I don't know if I have an answer for that right now.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the perfect man to you?
Oh, the perfect man or a man?
Just a man in general to you. What do you want your man to be?
Drake.
So you want him to lose battles against Kendrick Lamar?
Do you want me to knock you over? Let me know.
You want?
If you want me to beat your ass.
Let me see. We got a message.
Just say that.
Okay. So, but no. What is that? They didn't ask me that. They just said. I asked them, could they hear? They say yes.
When did you say, could you hear?
That was a minute ago.
I thought you said it.
But no, Drake did lose to Kendrick Lamar. You want to have that conversation? We're not going to have that one. But I want to. So, what makes Drake the perfect man?
Did you see the guy? Have you seen him?
So, you're just going off a look.
No, I'm talking about like him in its whole. Have you seen him? And then in addition to that, did you see that little leaked video that he had where he was like moving this elephant trunk
around? I don't think I want to go look for that.
Just bear.
No. It ain't no bear. I don't want to see
just
that.
Bear with me.
I don't need to see that.
Let me pull my.
No, but right. that does not determine what a man is.
But you asked me a question.
So looks for you, looks.
Hold on, I have to go over. No, I said him in its whole entirety. And then. Look at this.
So what does he do? I don't need to see that.
I'm going to show you anyway.
No. Look at this. Trust me. I won't be
just
looking at
look
that.
Look at this.
So tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
You see what she on? So tell me.
I would have just tore this.
In his whole, what defines him?
The way he carries himself.
Okay.
The way he looks. The way he takes care of his family. Mm-hmm. The way he just take care of people in general. Like, he's a very generous person.
Okay.
And he put everybody on.
Do you think he can be? He do put a lot of people on.
Yes, I can't
take that from him. But do you think he's a protector? Because I don't see protector when I see.
Well, I heard he do move like the president. So I can't say what he do in his personal life. But they.
What you
say,
mean he
like,
move like the president?
Like as far as like his security and stuff. Drewski said that he was like he moved like the president. Like it's always 3 black cars. You never know which one he in. Like, so I can't say he's, I feel like he's done a lot protecting his, as far as his family go. Like, no, you're not looking at his mama in the tabloids every other day. You see his mama when he posts he's with her.
But is he the protector or is the security the protector though?
How the fuck, the security just walk up to his fucking mama like, yeah, we about to protect you today.
I mean, he probably like protect her.
So that mean he did what?
He provided protection.
You didn't ask that. You didn't
but I'm saying, okay, when security.
I can't say in his personal life. I don't know.
Right. But I'm just saying, so when security go to sleep and he be like, take the night off, Jim. And he go in that house with his family.
Do you think Drake telling somebody to take the fucking night off?
So you think he got 24/7 security? That would mean he's not a provider. I mean, a protector.
What was that?
Look.
What'd you say?
You over there getting cussed out.
What did you say? I don't know.
I said so.
Said that was just so bad
because I don't see protector in Drake.
Why?
I see provider, big time provider.
Why you don't see protector in him?
Because I think if security was taken away, I don't think Drake would be out there throwing them taken away. I don't see Drake out there throwing them hands with nobody.
Why would he? Why you got so much to fucking lose? Explain to me why you would.
What you gonna lose?
What?
If you got them hands, what you gonna lose?
What are you talking about?
What you gonna lose?
You. He is not a regular.
And he a gun collector. Guy. He's a huge gun collector.
Right. So what are we talking about?
So just straight murder was the case. Because
that's what the fuck I said. Straight, I ain't got too big to be fighting somebody. I'm gonna just send you with your people.
To the upper room.
Right? I got to.
The upper room.
I got to.
Okay.
I'm trying to, I don't know what I, maybe y'all can tell me what I just said. I just said.
Hold on. So who is this?
This Colleen.
Okay.
That's why you see the Drake background. Because we left
him. Off these motherfuckers.
We left
so him. So what did she say you said?
Hold on. I'm about to look. Because I don't know. That's what I'm like, what the fuck did I say?
Read what she said. She probably talking.
Oh, girl, please. Bitch, I handle that. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that.
She got a message.
Because one thing that this not about to be, this ain't, okay.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Drake is your everyday man. He's your molding of the perfect man.
Yes.
Okay.
Him and Xavier Leggetti.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Leggett, the football player.
Who he play him? For?
I don't know the names of these people.
So how the fuck you know him if you ain't
really? Because I've seen him somewhere. And I'm not going to lie. My man is probably the perfect example of a man.
Good way to fix that.
I'm just going
to
be honest.
Good way to fix that.
No, I'm being for real. Like, he is.
That's what's up. Is Sprags on here?
Today.
Is he on here?
Know. I just told him earlier today. What team is this?
It looked like the Panthers. It looked like the Panthers.
Is that they?
Yep. Why you like him?
He's so handsome.
That's just it? So...
And he a family man. Okay. And he can cook.
Okay.
Look at this face. Look at that face.
What the fuck is it? You just personally going off of...
I robbed that cowboy.
That's all you going off of, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. It's not all I'm going off of.
Other than that, what makes a... Colleen, going in on your ass over there. Going in. Colleen, when you coming back on the show?
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But look, where are you going to put the people?
No. So I'm doing 1 to 2 people. So
okay.
Next time it might be.
Second person going
to
go?
Second person, what I'll do is, that's a wine cooler right there. So I'll probably move that wine cooler and just get it.
They can't see it.
They should be able to see a part of it. But if not, I'm going to move that and I'll turn around and put like a little seat right there and have a mic right there.
Okay.
But when Colleen come on here, I want to do it. Because Colleen actually have a podcast too.
Yes, Jungle Juice Podcast.
Jungle Juice Podcast on Instagram. She on all platforms, right?
Yes.
She on all platforms. Check her out, y'all. She got a dope podcast. So I do, when I she come on here.
You watched her podcast? I was on her podcast,
I have.
Too.
I seen it. You was on there with...
That's right.
So I do want
to... That's why I said you needed to go back into it. I don't know why I be so nervous when I first come on. Even when I was doing it with us back then, I was just like,
You was only nervous the first go, and then you was like, oh, I'm good.
No, so, I be nervous in the very start of it, and then I right. be like, I'm good.
Yeah, once like, you get that juice in you.
No, just be in general. Take me a minute to kind of warm up.
I mean, anybody that want to come on this show, at the end of the day, you're just having a conversation.
True.
It's no different than you being out on the streets or you being on the porch and you just having a conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, I would hope that I try to make y'all comfortable where it's like, you know what? You ain't got to be all fancy. You ain't got to be dressed up. Let's have some drinks. Let's have a good adult
you
conversation.
That I got my muumuu on.
No, I mean, you did say that. How? She sure said did. She was coming with her muumuu. I said, I don't give a fuck.
I sure did.
My thing is, at the end of the day, be comfortable.
Yeah.
Anybody that comes on here, I want y'all to be comfortable. I want y'all to enjoy yourself. I mean, like we say all the time, at the end of the day, your opinion is your opinion. My opinion mm-hmm. is mine's. I'm not here to make you change yours. You're not here to make me change mine. But Alexis thinks she can make me change mine. So
I can. I have made you change your opinions about some things. Or made you look at things from a different lens.
I just didn't want to argue all day with her. That's all. That's all that was.
That works for me.
But tomorrow, this will be on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, all platforms. And what we will be doing is we will be doing this show every week, every Sunday at 8 o'clock. So I thank y'all for tuning in to us. Mm-hmm. We had a good time, real relaxed, real chill. Everybody got to talk and say their points of views. And I appreciate y'all as always. Thank y'all.
Looking forward to.
Much love. Look at them, they text me like,
what's it next? Went off.
What's next? I don't know. Next Sunday, I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to come up with something juicy. I think I need to come. I need to have another female on here before I turn around and have another guy on here.
Okay.
But I do want to have another female on here next week. And just tune in next week, y'all, and check me out and let me know what y'all think. And I appreciate y'all as always. Say bye to Lexus.
Bye.
Twine, we out.
It's just opinions with Twine. Yeah, yeah. It's just opinions with Twine. It's just opinions with Twine. It's my opinion, so take it for what it is.